This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week on Cross Hope, a message entitled Family Lessons from a Spiritual Father from 1 Corinthians 4. We closed yesterday with a story about the word love and how love is to be lived out in everyday life. We continue with a humorous story that I think makes a powerful point. It's funny, but it makes its point. I want you to listen to it as we continue with part 4 of a message from 1 Corinthians 4, Family Lessons from a Spiritual Father. God bless you as you listen. Let me give you another humorous illustration about loving people. I read about a child psychologist who was married but had no children. Now think about that. You're a child psychologist, but you don't have any children yourself. And so in the subdivision where he lived, during the summer when all the children of the subdivision would be out playing and parents would come out and maybe yell at their kids or discipline their children, this psychologist would make a beeline out there and he would say, "Now, sir, that's not the way you discipline your child. Ma'am, that's not the best way to relate to your daughter." And he was always correcting the parents about how they should love their children. And the parents really probably didn't appreciate it. Well, the day came when he was pouring a concrete driveway in his yard. And he was doing a lot of the work himself. The concrete trucks backed up and offloaded their concrete. And he was out there finishing the concrete, smoothing it over, when a 4-year-old boy from next door walks over and stands in the concrete and looks at the psychologist with a look on his face that says, "I dare you to do anything about this." He started yelling. He went berserk. He went ballistic, yelling at this child. And one of the parents came out of the house and said, "I thought you told us we were to do this, this, and this, and you're supposed to be loving to the children." And here's what the psychologist said: "I love them in theory, but not in concrete. I love them in..." That's a bad joke. "I love them in theory, but not in concrete." Let me tell you something. There's some truth to that, though. There's a lot of parents who love in theory, but not in concrete, in terms of practicality. There are a lot of husbands who say, "I love my wife in theory," but they don't live it in concrete, in reality. There are a lot of wives who say, "I just love my husband. I'm crazy about him, but I don't live it out in real life." Love is lived out in real life. And it's lived out over a period of months and years and decades because it's in Christ. So Paul said, "I'm not going to shame you. I'm going to warn you. I'm going to love you." And then the fourth thing he said he's going to do is in the last verse, if we could bring up verse 17 again. "For this reason, I'm sending to you Timothy, my son whom I love, who is faithful in the Lord. He will remind you of my way of life in Christ Jesus, which agrees with what I teach everywhere in every church." Personal question here. As a parent, could you tell your children to follow your example? I'm not talking about perfection. I don't mean that. But could you tell your children, "Generally speaking, you can follow my example as your father or as your mother, because what I do agrees with what I teach. What I do in Monday through Friday at work agrees with what I teach. I'm not two different people. I'm not living double lives. I'm not living one thing at work and I'm another person when I'm home with you. What I teach is how I live." That's the goal for every parent, for every family member. Well, my guess is this message is speaking to someone. There's someone listening today, right in your car, right in your home, wherever you may be, saying, "This is something we need to hear as a family. This is something I need to hear as a father or mother, as a son or daughter, as a brother or sister." Our website is crosshope.org. It concludes tomorrow. That's crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.